We've asked some of our critics to talk with us about things that are outside of their usual beats. You might think our rock critic Ken Tucker leads a wild, outrageous life, up late at clubs and concerts. Actually, he's quite the family man. Here's his review of a movie he and his kids went to see.
The first time my children and I became aware of Home Alone was weeks before it opened. We were walking past a movie theater that had a poster showing a little boy wide-eyed with terror. The ad copy said something like, "Kevin's parents are going on vacation to Europe, but they've forgotten one thing, Kevin." When I read this out loud to my two girls, they shrieked with laughter. For days afterward, they kept saying, "Is Home Alone open yet?" Producer-writer John Hughes and director Chris Columbus had hooked my kids instantly. The idea of being left home alone is at once so exhilarating and so terrifying to a kid that it's irresistible. But I'm a very prudent dad, and I decided to wait for the reviews. Most of them said, "Yeah, it's okay, but there's an awful lot of violence, and it's very manipulative, and young people might be troubled by it." Well, then I knew we had to go see it. Reviews that warn you away from something because it might scare you or give you bad dreams, those tend to be the movies that have something going for them, that aren't the usual run of big-screen sitcoms or uplifting pap. I really like the first section of the movie, right after Kevin is left alone. He explores the house by himself, plays with the toys that his creepy big brother never lets him use, masters kitchen utensils, gorges on junk food, and watches junk movies on the VCR. After his initial horror and joy, Kevin settles into a routine, a child's version of what a grown-up, responsible life must be. Here he is, for example, performing his morning ablutions, talking to himself in the mirror.
"I took a shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I washed my hair with the Don't Formula shampoo and used cream rinse for that Just Wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape."
The young actor here, Macaulay Culkin, is very sweet and very serious. He's not a sitcom brat or a prepubescent cynic. My girls are 9 and 5 years old, and we all found his reactions as an 8-year-old natural and convincing. But the girls liked the subplot a lot more than I did, the stuff about two bumbling criminals who try to rob the house while the young boy is there. The robbers are played by Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern in cartoonishly exaggerated performances. And while there were a few good slapsticky moments, I thought it all was a bit much. But the question remains, is this nourishing entertainment for young minds? We came away thinking it was. The discussion on the way home in the car focused on the responsibilities of parents. Our 9-year-old thought Kevin's mom and dad seemed so smart, how could they leave their kid at home? Whereas the 5-year-old thought the parents were, quote-unquote, bad. Bad, pure and simple. My kids, by the way, must be instinctive auteurists. Take them to a video store and they're bound to ask for Adventures in Babysitting, Chris Columbus's previous film. On that one, however, the girls and I have agreed to disagree. I hate to sound like my old man or a movie critic, but that is junk.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.